This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Drivers who weave in and out of Colorado's toll lanes will soon see tickets in the mail. CPR's Haley May has more.
Those caught crossing solid express lane lines will get a $75 ticket in the mail starting January 1st. That price doubles to $150 if the fee's not paid in 20 days. CDOT spokesman Tim Hoover says violations have decreased by 80% in areas where the fine already exists.
We're optimistic that we'll write fewer fines over time as people stop driving recklessly.
CDOT issued more than 23,000 warnings ahead of the rule change in the first 2 weeks of December alone. Haley May, CPR News.
Christmas tree recycling sites are now open around the state. CPR's Megan Verlee says they're good for people who want to see their trees turned into mulch or compost and not end up in a landfill.
Many cities and counties operate drop-off tree-cycling locations. Trees must be stripped of all ornaments and tinsel. Bases and nails should also be removed. Trees are generally ground up into mulch for parks or residents. The town of Crested Butte, though, does things a bit differently. On January 6th, it's accepting trees for a 12th night bonfire. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The CU Boulder football team ends its season at the Alamo Bowl today in San Antonio. It's Colorado versus BYU in a matchup of Big 12 conference rivals. Kickoff is 5:30 in San Antonio. It's 6 minutes after 7, and this is CPR News and KRCC.